wishing you a beautiful Wednesday. It is April 2nd, 2025. Always love catching up with Kelly Solomon. She's the VP of the Newman Guided Programs for the Cardinal Newman Society. My goodness, Kelly, there's so much to discuss education-wise. Let's talk a little bit first about the news that's been breaking the last couple of weeks, last week especially, regarding the education department. How does the Cardinal Newman Society, and thanks for joining us, look at the dismantling of the education department? What is the organization's thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, great to be back with you as always, Teresa. There has been a lot of news lately in the education space with Trump releasing these orders, such as the dismantling of the education department. This latest order really reduces the size of the department, and it will likely take an act of Congress to completely remove the department. So we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But I think here at the Cardinal Newman Society, we hope this shakeup wakes up Catholic families to the issues and the dangers in public education and the great value that's in faithful Catholic education.
Yeah, there's so much, because if you look at what's happening, and don't you think, and I'm sure this was discussed in the Cardinal Newman Society, so much was revealed during COVID when so many of the kids were home and had to, you know, do school online. And the parents, and not saying that they didn't care, but you know, they couldn't obviously see everything that was going on or hear everything that was going on when their kids were in school. Eye-openers for people across the country, right?
Yes, definitely. It was around that time that the Cardinal Newman Society released an entire magazine on the dangers of public education. And we release a quarterly magazine. It's called Our Catholic Mission. We put out an issue on the dangers of public education. And we featured Mary Rice Hassan and her book, Get Out Now.
I love her.
I love her.
She's amazing. Yes. Go ahead.
And she goes into the atheism, relativism, and gender ideology that is hitting too many of our public schools. And Catholic families need to be aware that these are the issues going on in public education today.
Do you think there has been more of an awareness since then and since you put out that publication?
Yes, I think there is a growing awareness, although I believe our Protestant brothers and sisters are actually ahead of us in understanding the issues in public education today. About 72% of Catholic families are still in public education, whereas only about 69% of our Protestant brothers and sisters are in public education. And there's also only about 2.6% of Catholic families choosing homeschooling, whereas there's about 12% of Protestant families choosing homeschooling. So I think there's still a lot more education to be done of Catholic families who are just not aware of the issues in public education. I know obviously many Catholic families are choosing public education just because of the cost.
Yeah, and again, with this education
department shakeup, hopefully that brings more attention to school choice and the push for school choice and more funding for Catholic families to be able to choose a good option. But at the same time, we can't sit on the sidelines and wait for that to happen. And Teresa, I actually have a great example of a pastor in Virginia who's really taken this into his own hands, Father John DeSalle. He's at St. Raymond of Penafort Parish, and he offered a scholarship beginning during the pandemic for any student at his Catholic parish to switch from a public school to a Catholic school. What he did was he asked parishioners who do not have school-age children anymore to build up a scholarship fund, and he would give $2,000 for any student to switch from a public to a Catholic school. And it's not to build up he doesn't even have a school at his parish, but he has great Catholic schools surrounding his parish, and he wants families to know about the dangers in public education and the great value in these faithful schools. And he has been outspoken at the pulpit and bulletins about the dangers he sees in Fairfax and surrounding Loudoun County public schools, and about these wonderful Catholic schools that are right around him that he encourages Catholic families to go to.
But what's neat is that he also recognizes a cost factor there, and he's trying to help the families, because you look at some of the pricing of some of these schools, and it's not affordable for a lot of families. And so that's an issue that has to be addressed.
It is. And hopefully the shakeup at the education department, and in the coming weeks, hopefully we see more of a push for the school choice. I know here in North Carolina, where I'm located remotely from the Cardinal Newman Society, which is based in Northern Virginia, finally school choice came through for families of all income levels just this past year. And so it's a sliding scale based on families' income that they can receive a scholarship to put towards their students' education at Catholic school. Now, of course, we want this funding to not mean that it impacts the Catholic education that's being offered anyway, that a Catholic school, just because the money is following the student, should not have to follow any regulations that would go against, you know, proudly teaching the church's teaching in the classroom. But we're seeing more and more of that. You know, North Carolina is one of the latest to start doing more of this, but it's far behind states like Florida, where there's been school choice scholarships for many years, and even for families who choose to homeschool.
Talking with Kelly Solomon, VP of the Newman Guide of Programs, we're really focusing on the dismantling of the Education Department, which Kelly said, of course, is not done yet. It is something that the president has put forth but has to go through a process yet. But looking at some of the positive fallout and the awareness that's coming, and I think, Kelly, that awareness is super important. What is your advice at the Newman Society, though, for families who say, gosh, I would really love to send my kids to Catholic school, but I simply cannot afford it? I have a large family. This is super expensive. What do you recommend if they are in public schools, but the families are still very Catholic and want to make sure their kids are informed by the schools versus by the faith? What do you recommend?
Yes. Well, I would recommend they read our magazine on the dangers of public education and really pray and think about it and think about what you want for your young people, that we need to prepare our children for this life and for eternity, and that no sacrifice is too great for the souls of our young people. I would go to your parish priest. I would go to your local Catholic school. I would consider homeschooling. I would find any possible means to provide my children with a faithful Catholic education that forms them in mind, body, and soul, integrally, that's helping them grow in wisdom and virtue. That's why we point out these great institutions, as you know, Teresa, in the Newman Guide, now at the K-12 level and the college level and graduate school level, to help families find places and also know what to look for in Catholic education, because even among Catholic schools, the Catholic identity varies. And so we, you know, recognize those model schools in the Newman Guide, and parents really need to do their due diligence. This wake up of the education department hopefully makes parents realize that they are the primary educators of their children and that public schools are failing. So many Catholic schools are closing, but we have great options available if you look closely enough and if you put that as the number one priority for your children.
There's a lot of work involved in this and making these decisions, but what I love about your organization is you are there with parents to provide them the resources. They don't have to do everything on their own, because you could spend untold hours, right, trying to find, okay, is this a real Catholic school, or is this Catholic in name only, especially when it comes to universities? And you do that so well in pointing out some of the problems, some of these so-called Catholic higher education places. And this is why your organization is so important. So I wanted to get back to something you were on with us recently, talking about some really cool events that are going on this summer for which students can apply. That would be a great way to prepare them if they're going away to college. Can you tell us about those programs that are available again?
Yes. So this summer, the faithful Catholic colleges that we recommend in the Newman Guide are offering summer programs for high school students to experience all that faithful Catholic education is about. So students can spend a week or two or even longer at some of the Newman Guide colleges this summer. They will grow in their spiritual lives. They'll learn from faithful Catholic professors. They'll be surrounded by an authentic Catholic community. And there are great program options everywhere, from Ave Maria University in Florida to Christendom College in Virginia to Wyoming Catholic College out in Wyoming. For students to experience a taste of faithful Catholic education. And so many students tell me that's what made them decide to go on to attend a faithful Newman Guide college for 4 years.
And I'm really seeing, and this is something that is really near and dear to my heart, I know a lot of young people who want to go into communications, and I'm seeing a lot of these Catholic schools really excelling and making a difference and providing really good opportunities to learn journalism, to learn broadcasting, to learn the technology. And because when you go into the media now, and my friend Vanessa Denhagarmer and I were just talking about this, you can't just say you're going to do one thing, because everything is so crossover now. And you know this as a media person yourself, a communications person. You have to learn how to do and wear a number of different hats, right?
Right, exactly. At Newman Guide Colleges, they've had so many majors and so many more opportunities for students in recent years, from engineering to nursing to communications. And Catholic families just tell me how grateful they are that their students are being well prepared for their careers, but they're also meeting great young people who are having a positive influence on them. They're frequenting the sacraments, they're growing in their faith, and they're becoming a more well-rounded, faithful Catholic for the rest of their lives. And that's a great fruit that we see out of Newman Guy colleges that we're just not seeing. You know, going back to the public school issue, Mary Rice Hassan, she highlighted that in 2015, among a millennial who attended public school, only 5% were still attending weekly Mass on Sunday. Wow. You know, so these are the sobering statistics and the reality of the issues that are being upheld in public schools that are just antithetical to our Catholic faith today. And we need to seek out and find and secure faithful Catholic education for our families as our number one priority, in any form, any way that we can, whether it's homeschooling, hybrid schools, great Catholic schools, and make that formation possible for our young people.
The other thing that's super important that you'll find at Catholic schools is if the people, those teaching the young people are, you know, praying and discerning their own, you know, journey with the Lord, they will help children find their vocation. That's what happened to me in Catholic grade school. I had several teachers tell me, both religious and lay, that I should pursue communications, probably because I talked so much in class. I'm sure that was one of the reasons. But no, they recognized a gift for gab, and they told me that I should pursue it. And at that time, eons ago, I'm a lot older than you, that's when women were really starting to make a name for themselves in broadcasting. And from that point on, I just pursued communications. And, you know, I fell away from the faith in college, but in addition to my mom and my dad and bringing me up in the faith and that really good Catholic education, I went back to it. So,
right. You know, those seeds were planted.
Yep, those seeds were planted. Late. Amen, sister. Amen.
Awesome.
Kelly, thank you so much. And I know you're going to be a regular guest here with us, and we're so excited about that. So give us the website if people want more information on the wonderful Cardinal Newman Society.
Yes, www.cardinalnewmansociety.org. Newman is N-E-W-M-A-N. cardinalnewmansociety.org. You can find all the faithful Catholic schools and colleges. We recommended the Newman Guide, but also our issues on the dangers in public education. Search for that on our website. And the principles that they should be looking for in Catholic schools. We have some great resources and checklists of what to look for in a good Catholic school.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much, Kelly Solomon with the Cardinal Newman Society. And Kelly, appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you again soon.